This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, October 22nd. God's word to you today is in view. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 12:33 from the New King James Version, and it says, "Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." If you understand that your eternal home is your real home, you will look forward to eternity in heaven, and that will change your perspective on many things. These things that you're killing yourself for now, will they matter in 100 years or 1,000 years? In 100 years, will you still be carrying that bag you broke every moral rule to get? What is the value of that thing you're holding on to with all your life? Where will it be in 100 years, in 1,000 years, or in eternity? The person you have refused to forgive, how will what that person did matter in 1,000 years? It is important for us to put things in view of eternity and have eternity in view. During one of our men's fellowship meetings, a man was talking about his second day of marriage and the fight that ensued between him and his new bride. He said that when a third party stepped in, both of them were too ashamed to tell the person what had caused the fight. Meanwhile, the fight had gotten to the point that his wife had packed her bags and was threatening to return to her parents' house. The new husband, on the other hand, was not willing to plead with her. Yet as soon as the third party stepped in to settle the quarrel, they were too ashamed to say what had sparked up the fire in the first place. It became a case of, let him be the one to tell you what he did. No, let her say what she did. Can you guess why? It is because they were both too embarrassed to say that it was perhaps because of toothpaste. How foolish. Meanwhile, bags had been packed. The point is, sometimes we make permanent decisions based on temporary situations. A lot of people make a big deal out of nothing. A lot of people make a big deal out of the things that will be relevant in 10 years, things that will not matter in 100 years, things that will have no place in eternity. How can it be that same thing that you're killing yourself for now? When you have the right perspective on an eternal home in heaven, it changes everything. When you have a right perspective, when you know that you are not at home on earth, it just changes everything. If you and I truly live in the light of eternity, if we truly see heaven as our home, it will show in the way we love God. The love for God, for some of us, is not real because we have tried to make earth our home. Some people have so invested into earthly things that they have no treasures in heaven. Those whose treasures are in earth and not heaven will struggle with loving God, because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Please read John 14, verses 1 to 3. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I commit to keeping heaven in view and to weigh everything in light of eternity. I commit to storing up treasures in heaven and loving God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.